All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, nationally syndicated out of San Francisco, around the globe, American Forces Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show the producer and director of the brand new series that will be starting on Prime Video tomorrow. It is a 6-part series entitled The Home Team, New York Jets. We're joined by Don Argott. Don, welcome to the show. And I know over the years we've been seeing a lot more of this kind of behind-the-scenes stuff, whether it's a kid's birthday party in Vegas for Davante Adams and such things. But it does take a village. What was the idea for the Jets and seeing, as they say in England, the wags, the wives and girlfriends?
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on the show, Rick. Appreciate it. The show was kind of born out of a previous film that we worked on with Amazon called Kelsey, the Jason Kelsey documentary, that really showed, kind of the inner workings of what life is like as a football player, you know, from I think, a vantage point that isn't as well seen as certainly like on the on-the-field stuff, or certainly with film series like Hard Knocks, where they show you kind of the inner workings of the organization and things like that. But this was really an opportunity to kind of take a look at a football season through the eyes of, you know, the people that it really kind of directly impacts, these players' wives and their families and girlfriends. So I it was exciting to take the kind of Kelsey approach of like the intimate behind the scenes moments of players, you know, going through the course of the season, and we kind of expanded that to a bunch of the characters on the New York Jets for last season.
I remember reading in one of John Madden's books that when he was head coach of the Raiders, the first day of camp, he would say, "Everyone with a serious girlfriend, raise your hand." And, like, you know, 30 guys would raise their hand, and he goes, "Marry them." He goes, "Your life will be so much easier as a professional athlete."
Amazing. Well, he was not wrong.
Well, I also think, like, football players, it's the least amount of, I think, you know, dare I say, cheating, because these other teams are on the road constantly. Football, it's a business trip, like, 8 times a year, and they're right back at home again.
Yeah, correct. And I think, like, again, it's all, we're so used to now seeing, you know, the inner workings of, like, how, like, just about every sport works, you know, to get the behind the scenes look. But I think, like, the stories that are underserved, I think, are like what happens when these guys go home after a tough day at the office, right? You know, like, and, you know, the project started out obviously with the Jets being on board and the season that they had prior with Aaron getting hurt, you know, a couple plays into the season, and all that kind of hope and anticipation that this might be like a turning point for the team, you know, kind of fell into the same old, you know, stuff that seems to happen with the Jets, you know, over the years. And so it was exciting to, you know, be welcomed into this camp with expectations being so high, and that people were, you know, very excited about the possibility of, like, you know, a really good season. And, you know, as you know, not spoiling anything, as people can go back and see what happened last year with the Jets, you know, they didn't have the season that they certainly anticipated. But to us, it was like, you know, what the honesty of, like, what that feels like when you have to go home, when you feel like, you know, this was your year and this is the year that things are going to get turned around, and then the frustration, and, you know, the people that are closest to them are their wives and girlfriends, and in some cases that, you know, their actual families, moms and dads and stuff. So, you know, we wanted to show the side of football life that you rarely get to see, and you know, it's interesting, you know, to be on the inside of that.
I think the Jets are such a unique case because this is a team that has never won the AFC. When they went to Super Bowl III, they won the AFL. They play in the stadium with a team that's more successful than them. They really should be a team that no one talks about, but they're in New York. So they're always huge news. It's interesting, that kind of dichotomy there.
Yeah, it is interesting. And, you know, I came into this with, you know, I grew up in North Jersey, and my father was a huge Jets fan. I wasn't much of a Jets fan growing up, and then I ended up moving to Philadelphia in 93 and, you know, kind of adopted this as my hometown, and certainly became a big Eagles fan as a result of that. And, you know, to work with organizations like the Eagles and also work with the Jets, you know, it's interesting just to see how people operate. And I do think, though, at the heart of it, the fan base is so committed. You know, they have been through so much, and they just want, you know, they want that win. They want that, you know, they want that kind of moment back to glory from the Joe Namath days. And they keep showing up, you know, every year, year after year, and the hope that's there, and that doesn't go away. And you know, I as a fan, and you know when you have a team that, you know, it's your ride or die, you know, they continue to show up. And, you know, at some point, just the odds, like, they're going to have to go back there, right? I mean, they're going to have to go all the way at some point, just from a percentages standpoint.
The law of averages.
The law of averages, exactly.
Well, it's interesting, too, because you mentioned Philly. The Super Bowl is always my age. So at Super Bowl 15, I was 15. We had Raiders season tickets. Bless my great dad. He took me and my little brother to New Orleans, where the Raiders beat the Eagles. But I bring it up because in the build-up, and I don't know if it was 60 Minutes or one of the networks, but they said, what's Ron Jaworski like at home? And so they followed Jaws around for a day in his house. And
wow.
I remember his wife, Ron, you left the oven on. Ron, where are the car keys? Ron. He was so henpecked, and she was screaming at him on camera, and he would kind of laugh it off. And then I remember thinking, as a 15-year-old, I'm like, oh, that poor guy.
That's amazing. Yeah, well, you know, I think that's what people forget with sports in general, I think, because they're so pervasive and so big now, and a lot of these guys are like huge celebrities, not just, you know, football players, but celebrities. You know, they're, you kind of forget the fact that, like, they're regular people and they are human, and they do have to go home and take the garbage out and do all the mundane things that, you know, you think, like, a person at a certain level doesn't have to do anymore. And I think, again, that is interesting to me as a filmmaker and a storyteller to show another side of something that I think everybody feels like they know a lot about, but they don't know a lot about, like, what happens when, you know, these guys leave the field.
Also, the thing that's different for wives and girlfriends is they are much more well-known because of social media. And so I remember when I was doing the Oakland A's pre- and post-game show, we would get a new player, and some of these women I know would be like, oh, I love his girlfriend. She went to USC. She loves cats. She's going to law school. They just got back from Barbados. I'm like, how do you? She goes, oh, I follow their Facebook. And so now you have Matt Stafford's wife. Oh, I have a podcast. And, you know, Brittany Mahomes, you know. So these women aren't as anonymous as probably they would like to be.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, and it's a scale, obviously. Like, you know, I think, like, what is unique about our show, you know, in contrast to Kelsey, is, like, Kelsey was, like, a star player on the team. You know, he was somebody that was drafted by the team. He stayed in Philadelphia. He built a reputation. And, you know, after they won the first Super Bowl and, you know, his big speech and stuff, he became, like, kind of a local folk hero. But, you know, it's very – but then the team itself is filled with a lot of other guys that aren't at that level. And I think, like, again, with the Jets, we tried to kind of cast a wide net, and people like players like Quinnen Williams, who's like a known player. But then there's a lot of people that are just like journeyman guys that came from other teams, and they're on a year contract or a small contract. And that part of the, again, is you talk about, everybody talks about the Tom Brady's and the Jason Kelsey's and the Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelsey's and all those things. But, like, the team is made up of a lot more people. And I don't think those guys usually get the same, you know, obviously they don't get the same recognition, but it doesn't mean that they put any less work in or they care any less than the top guys, you know? So again, it was an opportunity to show, you know, a more honest look at, like, you know, what it takes for what's on the line, aside from, like, winning, you know, or, you know, going to the playoffs and hopefully winning a Super Bowl, like, what's on the line for these guys if they don't have a good season and they're in a contract year. You know what I mean? Like that story and that metric is a lot more interesting that, you know, when things have to go right and they don't really have a lot of control over how the game goes. You know, if they end up losing but you have a great game, you know, sometimes that stuff gets, you know, that gets buried. And so these guys are, you know, they're fighting for their lives in ways that, like, hey, I want to come back next year and play again, or I want to be considered by another team, but if I'm on a bad team that's not giving me the ball enough or whatever, then it looks like my stats aren't good. So it is really fascinating when you start to break it down from, like, the personal angle of it all.
Last question for you. As a Jets fan, I mean, just yesterday, Aaron Glenn kind of laughing off concerns about Justin Fields and says, he's going to be fine. So after that Aaron Rodgers fever dream, how do you feel about the Jets going forward?
Hey, man, you know, it's a new year, right? Anything can happen. And, like, it's a lot of it has to do with how the games go and how they're coached. And, you know, like, there's so many variables that go into, you know, winning a game. And, you know, it's a clean slate. It's a new year. So that's all I'll say.
What a ringing endorsement. Hey, we're not in last place yet. Hey, I hear you, man. All right. Yeah, my Raiders aren't looking that great either. Everyone should check this out, though. Tomorrow, beginning a 6-part docuseries on Prime Video, the home team, New York Jets, with some unprecedented access, and see that these guys are real people. We've been speaking with the producer and director, Don Argott. Great stuff, Don. Thanks for coming on, and let's catch up down the road.
Appreciate it.